What is going on, everybody? This is your boy Sam Singh, aka Slam Cena, back at it again. Round two of this new revamped podcast. And this is not just any general sports podcast anymore. No, we're not going top 40. We're going to the bread and butter of someone from the Bay Area that grew up with sports all around him. And, you know, I kind of had this thought the other day. You know what? It was too general. I was only going on the very baseline of things. And I really had to kind of clamp down on what I really wanted to focus in on. And I realized what I know most of, you know, is teams from the Bay Area. So why not? Tonight, actually, it's 11:20 on a Friday night. And I actually have to be going to bed pretty soon because I have work tomorrow morning at 4:30, very early. But I had to stop and take about 4.5 hours to watch this baseball game tonight because the San Francisco Giants have won in extra innings. What do you know? Just sounds like a typical 2019 San Francisco Giants baseball game, right? Because we're leading the league in extra inning games. Yeah, folks. The Giants have pressed the most games to extra innings this entire year in the entire league. The Giants. The Giants who were 12 games out June 1st. The Giants, who had Michael Reed and Connor Joe on their opening day roster. The San Francisco Giants, who look completely different than they were 2 months ago. That is crazy to me, folks. So we're back here on the Grand Slam. It's been a while. I'm back and going, trying to do this consistently. Now that I'm living solo, I feel like I have a lot more free time to just, you know, take for myself and actually do the things that I want to do and do the things that I love, which is talking. And I love talking sports. And it's one of my favorite things in the world. So I thought to dedicate some more time to it. And this is what we're doing now. So we're sitting here on July 26th. The Giants are 53-51, 2 games over 500. And yet, the Giants, they don't really win in typical fashion. They never really have. Okay? 2010, there was always this thing. It's called torture baseball. And if you're from the Bay Area, you know what that means right away. You probably think of Brian Wilson's beard. You know, torture baseball means it's two outs, bottom of the ninth. It's a 3-1 ball game. Giants are up. Brian Wilson in. But there's a guy in second. And the tying run is at the plate. And it was one of those seasons where everything mattered. Everything. They couldn't get away with not doing something right. They had to be consistently good. And I think that's kind of where the Giants are heading right now. They have this weird thing, I think. The Giants are one of the weirdest teams in the league because in my middle school years, early middle school years, it was Tim Lincecum's team. It was Lindsey's team. He was the one winning those back-to-back Cy Youngs. But we weren't even in the playoff prominence yet. You know, 2010 comes around. Giants are nowhere even close to being considered to win in the beginning of that season. By the end of the season, they were probably at, you know, 12 to 15 odds. But in the beginning, are you kidding me? No, not against all those other teams that year that there were stacked up. But the Giants are weird because they are a team of misfits. They always have been and they always will be. And that's why I think I love being a fan of them so much, is because they always play like that's their last game of baseball that they're ever going to play. And to me, that's something that you have to look at in a player and just absolutely admire. Look at it in a team, because they all play with it. You have to look at it and just admire it. Because, I mean, what sports are today is it's money-driven. It always has been money-driven. You know, ever since sponsorships were a thing, it's been money-driven. But it's a different game when you have teams that have the mentality of putting the other player first. It's a different mentality when guys aren't chasing personal records. They're chasing team victories. And that's what shows a good team, in my eyes. And so when we fast forward 9 years to now, from 2010, the amount of similarities that I see, it's kind of weird. You know, 9 years ago, I was 13 years old. 13. I was just doing laundry, you know, an hour and a half ago, my new place, 2 hours ago. And I met, you know, a woman and, you know, her daughter who's seventh grade. And, you know, they just moved in 2 weeks ago. I just moved in this week, so I was asking them how to use the washer and dryer and whatnot. And it when she was like, oh, I'm in seventh grade, it put me back right away because I was watching the Giants game. You know, right when I left my apartment, it was in the middle of the fifth, I think, when I left. And I was just on my mind and thinking about the score, thinking about what's going on. And then I meet them and she says, oh, I'm in seventh grade. And it just shot me back, you know, because I'm in that moment of feeling how I was just watching the Giants. It shot me back to 2010 of like, how did I feel when I was in seventh grade and wanting that first championship? Like, what did that feel like? And I will always remember it. I'll always remember that inner feeling of just of knowing that you're part of something that's greater than yourself. If that makes sense to anyone, I hope it does. Being a part of something that is greater than yourself. And when you're a fan of a team, you know, I think you should expect to live and die by that team. That's you have one team and you choose and that's good. You're it. No, can't go back. That's why I hate when people like players, not teams, because they're player chase. You know, you have no loyalty. It's like when people make the argument about someone, you know, leaving in free agency after they've been in a team for 10 plus years. You know, you don't want to see that. But I don't know. Something that kind of bugs me. But anyway, we need to talk about this victory today, because this was incredible. This was a 1-1 ball game until the 10th inning. Or the 11th inning, I'm sorry. Pablo won it in the 11th. And that's the other thing we need to talk about right now. Because Pablo Sandoval, Pablitz, as my dad and I have called him for years now, Pablo Sandoval has got to be the clutchest hitter on this team, I think, right now. His pinch hitting this year is unmatched. I think he has 14 pinch hits this year. It's like 14 for 30 or something, which is just crazy. That's crazy. Like, who does that at this entire time? Pablo's history is nuts. Boston hates Pablo. They hate him. They hate that they have to still pay him 75 whatever million. It's amazing as a Giants fan seeing that. Oh my gosh. You're like, this dude was my favorite player growing up. Used to replicate my hitting like Pablo. And when you see a guy like that come back, you know, Pablo left because he got greedy with the money. But he came back, you know. He got traded, re-signed, and Boston's still paying his stupid contract, which is incredible because we don't have to pay him. But, you know, he still produces these amazing hits that are so retro Pablo-like. He looks like a 23-4-year-old again, where he just comes in and he's the panda. You know, it's like when he got that nickname is when, like, that's when he started coming on the scene. That's how he's playing as a pinch hitter right now. And it's incredible to see it. And I'm very glad that this Boston Red Sox fan just joined, because we are talking about Pablo Sandoval, arguably the greatest Red Sox of all time. And that's just a complete joke. I really hope people can think that's a joke. But as a Giant, this dude is, you know, he's one of the best of the 2010s, I think. And even the late 2000s. Right, I mean, I saw him in San Jose in probably 2008. And he really came up, or 2006, 7. I saw him probably play up in 2008. And, you know, it's really cool when you see veterans like that that are still producing, because we do have a lot of young guys right now. This is why we're not going to deal Bum or deal Smith, because we have the youth. I don't know what people are making this stupid bullshit argument about, that we don't have anything in our farm system. We have nothing in our farm system. Okay, so Joey Bart, Francisco Luciano, Helio Ramos, and Hunter Bishop are just not anything relevant in the farm system, plus Alex Dickerson, plus Mike Yastrzemski, plus Austin Slater. I mean, Derek Rodriguez is still in the still in Sacramento, but, you know, he's a very good prospect as well. Mike, I'm actually doing a podcast right now as well, so I'm just recording myself right now on Anchor. I was going to do it on Audition, but my subscription ran out. But I'm doing a podcast too. So if you want to just be on that too, let me know. Do you want to be on it? Because if you do, we can just I think I can put my volume up enough to the point where it might be able to. Yeah, I think it could. All right, let's see if I can get you on. One segundo. I'll see what you have to say. And here we have somebody coming on the line. Just a fantastic Washington Nationals fan right here on the other side of this. Mike Chase, how are we doing today?
Good.
I'm good. I'm feeling really good after this Giants win. It wasn't a walk-off, but we won in extras. Pablo Sandoval just continues to be a goat in the retrospect of the Boston Red Sox still paying for his contract as a San Francisco Giant. So thank you, Turkey. We always love you for that. But, Mike, as someone that is a Nationals fan, how do you think how would you describe this National League wild card race so far?
Oh my God, it's insane right now. Right now it's like, it's all tied up. It's absurd right now. It's literally insane.
I don't even remember a time where I've seen something this close between half games and teams being tied 2 to 3 ways. Like, in late July, normally you expect one or two teams to have at least a little bit of, you know, leverage, like the Dodgers kind of have on us right now in the division. But you expect that in the wild card, because normally there's that kind of Warriors-like team that's just very dominant that'll just kind of grab it every year. So this year has been so weird because teams like the Diamondbacks, the Giants, you know, the Nationals kind of after having a more down year last year, they're all relevant suddenly. We're all coming on the scene at the same time, and we all have different scenarios and things that need to happen, but they can only happen to so many teams for them to get to that one or two spot. So it's, you know, I'm really glad to also just have Aaron Williams in this chat. You know, I'm sure he's only 20 to 15 feet away from you, but wow, what a great human. Just, I'm really glad to have that man here.
Yeah, Aaron doesn't know baseball.
Doesn't know baseball, but man, does he know Packer football.
Yeah, what's the outsider's opinion? How do you think, Aaron, come here.
Yeah, we're bringing on, we got my roommate Mike Chase, or my ex-roommate, old roommate.
Oh, don't say that.
It's kind of weird to say that. We're going to say old roomie. What's up, Aaron Williams, brother of Kevin Williams, my other old roommate as well. We're still roommates in we're still roommates in soul and heart, but in geography we are just not. But we're still brothers, but we're very glad. Uh-oh, I think we had a little connection issue there, I believe. Let's see what we got here. Uh-oh. Hopefully we can get him back. There we go. Goodness gracious. I got so scared there. Nope. Thank you, Mike. Chase, we were very glad to have your presence on the Grand Slam. Definitely will be making another guest appearance soon. We appreciate it. Huh? Sounds good. Let's do it soon, brother. All right, man. Thanks for coming on. Wow. What a great cameo. I would have never expected that, you know. But you just love to see it. You know, we're going to get back to more some baseball talk here. Because that's why we're all here, I believe. Fantastic game today. Samardzija pitched a pretty dang good game today, if I must say. It wasn't an April Jeff Samardzija game that, you know, normally in the beginning of the year, Jeff Samardzija, his first few starts are just not good. And everyone freaks out, and they're like, oh, why are we paying him $90 million, blah, blah, blah. You know, trust the process. Samardzija's got good stuff. You know, if you can pitch him July, August, when he kind of gets his, you know, his stuff going, it's good news. So I'm really excited about this team going forward. One more thing that a lot of people are forgetting about right now. Oh, Chance. What's going on, buddy? I'm actually about to wrap up. I'm on my last thought right now. I got to go to bed soon. Got to wake up at like 4:30. But I'm definitely be doing a podcast tomorrow. Probably around, my guess is 8 o'clock, maybe. But last thing. Yeah, so tune into that tomorrow. Johnny Cueto is going to be coming back in September, which is only about a month and a half, 2 minutes away. And that's going to be really fun. That's going to be really fun to see. Because I think he's going to be Cincinnati Johnny Cueto at that point, honestly. It's been about a year and a half since he's been injured, or since he's been going through this injury process. And I think by that time, if we've waited this long, he's fully healed. He's got to be. So I think we're going to be looking really good going forward. We got good stuff. The youth is producing still. And the veterans really, you know, Pablo came through tonight. He was the game saver. So you just really love to see that type of production. So I appreciate everybody that tuned in tonight. I know it's a little late, but we will be doing probably one tomorrow, probably after the Giants game. I'll be getting off work around 7:30, 8 o'clock, so tune in around then. But everybody else that just listens, I appreciate the views, the listens, just, you know, the time that you take to come and view the podcast. It really means a lot. So, yeah, just continue to look for the content that's going to be coming out, hopefully, more regularly. That's my personal goal right now, spend more time on this, so bring out more content for you guys. So I appreciate it again, and have a great night, day, whenever you're listening. That's the beauty of a podcast. Have a great one, everybody.